I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on efforts to reduce the high number of readmissions to California hospitals. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. A report by the Office of Statewide Planning and Development found that more than one in three California hospital patients is readmitted within a year. Oshbed says the May report is the first time the state has compiled and analyzed readmission figures. Although Oshbed didn't look at causes, the report's lead author, Mary Tran, says it does point to areas where there's room for improvement in patient care.
This report is special because it provides this very unique snapshot about readmissions in California specifically, and it provides detail about different kinds of payers, not just Medicare, and it includes all conditions.
Researchers followed 1.7 million patients admitted from 2005 to 2006, the most recent available figures. 10% of readmissions were within the first week, a third within a month. Debbie Rogers, Vice President of Quality and Emergency Services with the California Hospital Association, says the report raises more questions than answers.
It's unclear whether some of those were planned readmissions, whether those admissions were related to the initial hospital stay, or if they resulted in complications when the patients were at home, or if they couldn't get the care that they needed in the community, and that's why they came back to the hospital.
The report does not specify causes for readmission. For instance, a patient who had an appendix removed and was later readmitted after a car accident would be included. While those kind of incidents probably account for some readmissions, the report found that the highest rates were among people with chronic illnesses like heart failure, kidney disease, emphysema, and psychiatric conditions. Rogers says hospitals are looking at ways to follow patients more closely after discharge.
We might think about the first 30 days after discharge and the services that the person needs initially at home. That's the hospital's very involved. Beyond those 30 days, I think that we need to start looking at what kind of resources do we have in the community and do our patients have appropriate access.
It's the transition between hospital and home when patients are left to deal with conditions like congestive heart failure or mental illness where patients fall through the cracks.
Our healthcare system has failed these patients.
That's Anne-Marie O'Day, Vice President of Quality Improvement and Efficiency with the Commonwealth Fund, which is conducting a four-year multi-state study on ways to reduce readmissions.
The challenge for the healthcare system right now is that these systems are vertically integrated delivery system with hospitals and physicians. Most of the care right now in the country is provided by independent or small physician practices. So the challenge is how to create a system of care around those physician practices.
O'Day recommends so-called accountable care systems, particularly for the most vulnerable patients, the poor, chronically ill, or elderly. Oshbed's report found that nearly half of California's Medicare patients and 38% of Medi-Cal beneficiaries had at least one readmission, with Medi-Cal patients averaging 2.5 a year. That's costing both private and public health payers billions of extra dollars. Toby Douglas, Deputy Director of California's Department of Healthcare Services, says the state is planning to move toward more integrated care.
Our most vulnerable populations would be in organized systems of care where they would have a medical home provider who helps coordinate their care. And we believe by moving to a more organized system that aligns the right incentives, we can reduce levels of readmissions that we see in this report.
Starting in 2012, hospitals with particularly high rates of avoidable readmissions will have their Medicare payments reduced, though it's not clear how avoidable admissions will be tagged. Patrick Johnston, president of the California Association of Health Plans, says private payers are leaning toward managed care plans.
We're going to see a lot more of this, particularly as Medicare expects that teamwork will be the rule of the day rather than a lone ranger approach.
Both public and private insurers are looking to systems like Kaiser, Intermountain Healthcare, and the Cleveland Clinic as models of coordinated care. And they're considering adopting some form of bundled payments to give providers incentives to coordinate services. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.